Our time now, 9:05 at FM 95.7, KQWC on this Thursday morning, first day of December. Welcome to our Community Corner. A little bit late today because we had to make room for a special edition of Focus on Health with Lori Foster along with Shobi Noakes, learning all about the power of attorney in that series this morning. Well, it's a special honor to have our guest from the Iowa DNR based out of Hardin County as well as Hamilton County, Nate Carr, who is with that. Nate, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Let's talk about, we have you on here today to talk about a big day coming up this Saturday, and that is all in the minds of deer hunters in the state, and that's all about the deer hunting season.
Yeah, Iowa's most popular deer hunting seasons are the shotgun one and two seasons, where we see roughly 100,000 hunters come out and participate. And so the first shotgun season is going to open up this Saturday, and it'll run from December 3rd through the 7th. And then the following weekend, the shotgun two season will open up, and it'll run from December 10th through the 18th. So far this year, we've seen over 23,000 deer harvested, which is a slight increase from last year. So the DNR is seeing a pretty healthy trend in harvest this year, and it looks like we're on track to meet our management goal of harvesting between 100 and 120,000 deer. So that's all good news. Our population is pretty stable here in Iowa, and hunting is a really good way to manage that population. It has been pretty effective over the years.
I've noticed here, too, in the last few weeks, naturally when it comes to those deer crossing the highway around here, it's been pretty active.
Yeah, November's always a really active month, especially with crops coming out. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of rut activity, and temperatures have fluctuated a bit, but we've had some good cold fronts that have moved in that have led to some pretty successful hunting.
Mm-hmm. And you also have some more stats there to share with us on deer hunting, don't you?
Yeah, I just figured I'd run through some of the, there's plenty of regulations out there, but it's always good to remind folks of just some of the really basic regs that you're likely to encounter and need to remember. So tagging requirements with deer are always important. Make sure if you harvest a deer, you have your transportation tag, which is the large portion of your tag. Make sure you have that on your deer within 15 minutes of recovering it or before you move it. So before you drag it out of the field, before you load it up in the pickup, you need to have that transportation tag. If it's a doe, it needs to be on the leg. If it's a buck, it needs to be on the antlers in between a couple of tines. So make sure you have that on there. Don't forget to harvest report your deer. So that would be the top portion of your tag. And so you need to make sure that's done by midnight of the next day or before you process it or take it to a taxidermist or a locker. Any of those things, it needs to be done prior to that. So you can do that by calling the phone number at the top. It'll give you a confirmation number to fill in the box, or you can do it online. Or what I've found to be the easiest is just doing it on the app, Go Outdoors Outdoors Iowa app. So it's pretty user-friendly, pretty easy way to harvest report your deer. These two particular seasons are a little bit unique in a way that we allow party hunting. It's typically not something that we allow with any seasons in the state of Iowa. But during shotgun one and two, we do permit that. And so basically what that means is that you can use somebody else's tag to tag your deer. Now, the main stipulation we need to remind people of is that if you're going to use someone else's tag, that person needs to be an active participant in the hunt. They essentially have to be at the party in order to party hunt. So if they decide to sleep in and stay at home, they're not participating in the hunt. You cannot use their tag. On top of that, you cannot even carry somebody else's tag on your person. They have to carry and possess their own tag and then tag your deer if that's how you guys want to move forward with getting deer tagged.
Otherwise, these people might meet you in the place if that does happen, I suppose. Trying to enforce this.
Right. Yeah. So big thing, we just want to make sure deer are accounted for and we're closing loopholes and making sure everyone's held to the same level of accountability by having tags on their deer and not harvesting more than they're supposed to. Of course, in addition to your tags, make sure you have your hunting license and habitat fee taken care of and purchased. And then, of course, your tag needs to be good for that season. So it's, we got two different shotgun seasons. Make sure your tag is good for the season that you're actively hunting it.
Now, is it still too late to get those tags there, Nate, for there?
Nope. You can go out and purchase those tags clear throughout the ongoing season.
So. And that's through the treasurer's office and their respective county and so forth.
Yeah. Any you know, licensed vendor, whether you go to a Walmart or a Tyson's or county courthouse, a lot of those places are able to purchase those tags.
All right. So just go to the courthouse and find out more information. Or they can also go online to iowadnr.gov for all the information on getting those tags, right?
Yeah, iowadnr.gov holds a lot of information. Mm-hmm. And you can buy tags online. There's a little bit of a delay if you're going to buy them online because you have to wait for it to get processed and come through the mail. So it's handy to buy your licenses online, especially if it's just a hunting license or fishing license. But if you're going to get a deer tag, I would recommend going to a licensed vendor so they can print it out and you can have it immediately and you're not waiting on it.
Again, we're talking today with Nate Carr, who is with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, who is keeps an eye on conservation matters in both Hamilton and Hardin counties. Other information do you have for us there, Nate, for the deer hunters?
Yeah, we're just going to stick on the same topic of deer hunting. We want to see people utilize their deer, of course, but sometimes you end up with a little more meat than you think is maybe necessary. Mm-hmm. Some people don't necessarily like the taste of meat or whatever the case may be. If you have meat that you'd like to donate, there's a couple of really good programs out there to donate that meat. One is the Iowa Deer Exchange, which is in its third year, and its goal is to connect participants who are willing to provide meat with those who are willing to accept it. And so when I looked at the local area, we don't have a lot of people signed up here locally, but it's something else. You can go on iowadnr.gov/deer and look for the Iowa Deer Exchange and sign up. And it's a good way. It's not going to hurt to throw your name in the hat if you're looking for some deer meat and hopefully looking to receive some of that. You can put different stipulations, I think, on there of how you want to receive it, as far as whether it's completely processed or you're okay with somebody bringing you a whole deer and processing it yourself. Might open up some more possibilities and
sure,
the likeliness for someone to drop something off. Of course, the Hush program is another program that's been around for a long time and it's been really successful. That usually goes through cooperating meat lockers. I know there's some down in Story and Boone County that are currently a part of the Hush program. I think last year they were saying we had over 3,000 deer that were donated through Hush, which generated over 500,000 meals for individuals who were in need of that meat.
Mm-hmm. So, and Hush has been, as you say, been around for a long time. And if they want to know more about it, they may contact the Iowa DNR website for that, correct?
Yep, correct. Yeah. It's all on iowadnr.gov.
All right, very good. Anything else people should remember as they head towards this deer hunting season there, Nate?
Yeah, but if I've got another minute here to ramble on.
We can ramble on as long as you like.
Well,
we got to go off for training post, though, at 9:30. But anyway,
I won't talk that long.
Okay.
One last thing, I guess, is we always try to remind people of just to hunt safe. And so having a hunting plan in place is always helpful. And even if it just entails letting somebody know where you're planning on hunting and what time they can expect you back by, that way, if there's something that prevents you from getting back, they at least know where to start looking and can be a lot more efficient through that. Of course, we require you to wear a solid blaze orange if you're hunting deer with a firearm. So during the shotgun seasons, you're required to wear 100% solid blaze orange vest, coat, jacket, something that's going to cover up your body and be 100% solid blaze orange. And then just other safety tips is just good shooting. And so you need to properly identify your target. Hopefully all this will help minimize hunting incidents. And so properly identify what you're shooting at and then what is beyond your target. Make sure you have a safe backdrop before you decide to take that shot. And then, of course, we encourage people to take high percentage shots. So avoid shooting at running deer, or distant shots, or when they're skyline. You know, especially during the shotgun seasons, deer get pushed around, and there's a lot of opportunities to shoot at running deer. Shooting at deer doesn't necessarily mean that you're hitting deer or putting quality hits on the deer. So we encourage individuals to take their time, make a high percentage shot, and generally your success rate's going to go up with that anyway.
So. Also, make sure you get permission to go on property there as well, Nate, for do that, that hunting, any type of hunting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's every
permission.
Every season, there's always issues with trespassing, so we highly encourage people to just have permission before they go into a property and try to contact that landowner first.
There you go. So just to contact the landowner to get the proper permission to do that deer hunting activity starting up on Saturday morning. And it's a half hour before sunrise, you were telling me, that this season begins, correct?
Yeah, legal shooting hours during the deer season is half hour before sunrise and half hour after sunset.
All right, so roughly this coming Saturday, we were talking off air just before 7 o'clock, because sunrise is before 7:30, then sunset on Saturday about 4:45, and then at about 5:15 in that time frame on Saturday, and then that'll be probably for the rest of the month until we have some nice warm, long days coming up very soon, but it's a good time of year for some deer hunting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Carr?
I think that's all I've got.
All right. So a pleasure having you on this morning. We'll have you on sometime in the new year about some other great things going on with the hunting and so forth and the great outdoors here in North Central Iowa. Nate Carr, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Nate Carr from the Iowa DNR in our community corner today here on KQWC. Now, tomorrow we have Jason Van Sickle from Performance Electric talking all about another week of the Christmas lighting contest here in Webster City. That's tomorrow morning at 8:30 right here on KQWC. Time now 17 after 9.